Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, or Nicole Novell, whichever you prefer. And I'm going to go ahead and bring on Rob. He's the guy who owns the other half of the joint. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing today? I thought you were going to introduce me as the guy who forgot to set the correct audio file.
I was waiting. There was this long pause because of the fact that I never know when it's actually just going to go ahead and play twice. And, you know,
and I don't know if it's like...
It's like the longest ever. Doesn't it feel like it's going to take forever to end?
I'm going to have to look into it because I believe the file name is what I thought was correct, but apparently I'm wrong, which I will admit to being wrong. It doesn't happen often. But in this case, I am completely wrong. I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't admit to being wrong. I'm not saying I'm not wrong. I just don't admit to it. But in this case, I guess I was. I'll be completely honest with you. When that music started playing, my eyes started twitching because I could only imagine what was going on.
Me too. Obscenity.
No, I knew that I was okay with it, but I knew that you probably were not okay.
I was totally not okay with it. Yeah, it just bothers me, and I don't know why.
Hence why I have an eye twitch. I call it a cool eye twitch. It's a thing.
Well, maybe you said eye twitch. I'm not sure. You were breaking up, too.
Oh, see, look at that. I have what's called a cool eye twitch. It's when I know that you're eye twitching because of something that I either did on purpose or mistakenly did, which...
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it was the intro. So, anyway,
Anyway,
I'm actually excited for the show tonight, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see what comes of it.
Yeah, we'll have to, at the end, then we'll reevaluate my excitement level and if I should have been excited or if I should have stayed in bed and cried.
Right.
But we've had a lot of things go on lately with Live Paranormal. We've posted a bunch of videos. We've done some investigating, and you know, we have a lot of game plans going for the rest of the year. Some investigations, posting our plethora of evidence, amongst other things. And it seems like it's been a year of. Oh, I would say over the past maybe 1 year, it's been an interesting year for us paranormal-wise, especially for me, because I have kind of opened my mind to using a bunch of new equipment, and not new equipment, I mean new to me. So, you know, I know we just did an investigation this past weekend, and there's two things that I probably never would have used that I used on that investigation, dowsing rods and an app. So... I guess it's been a enlightening period this past year.
Yeah. Definitely.
And you know, I think now you use dowsing rods now too over the past year, so I was just curious.
Yeah,
I've
owned them for a long time, and you know, I never really found a place where I felt that they. I guess, preferred or actually did communicate with them, if that makes any sense. Like, there's been times when I've seen people use them and nothing happens, and I'm like, yeah, that looks like about no fun. But ever since investigating the Farnsworth house, it seems as though the spirits are there. I don't know if it's the time period or what have you, perhaps with whom you're communicating or what the case may be, but it seems at that particular location that, and I'm sure there's others, but I know for me, it was really there that I woke up or became more so comfortable using them, because I felt like there was actually a point to using them.
And as true to form, it has to be, it's almost to the point where I see you doing it, and so then, I'm more open-minded because you've done it. And when it comes to pretty much, even the fact of the ghost box, I know years ago I was really closed-minded on it, and, you talked me into it, and now we use them all the time and get and have gotten some amazing evidence. So, I think it's the purpose of me bringing up was I think there's been some growth in my paranormal adventures because I've kind of opened up my mind. And for me, we had seen the dowsing rods work at the Farnsworth when we did an investigation with Carmen Reed. And I know you've used them before. I have never even picked up a pair to use them for paranormal investigating before maybe a year ago. And I just, I wasn't into it. I don't know why. I guess maybe, I can't tell you why. I guess I was just assumed you could manipulate them. And then we both stumbled upon a pair that is, I would say, near impossible to manipulate. And I tested them out and was getting responses that I didn't think you could actually get when it came to pointing to specific people or, spinning them around. And, those people who have listened to our show realize that I might be a little bit, I like to have a good time, so I might joke around a little bit. And to the point where people thought that I was joking around because they were that accurate. And I was not. Once someone else held them, they realized you cannot manipulate them. And even when we had that experience this past weekend, we had a gentleman who openly was very, he just wasn't, he was closed-minded completely. Not even, I think skeptical would be like an upgrade from where he was when he first got here. I think his wife was all into the ghost hunt, and he was not. And he used the dowsing rods, and he's like, yeah, I can feel them moving, and I'm not doing it. And it was answering all of his questions. It even pointed to the door when he said, can you point me to the door? So, I guess.
Right, and that look on his face that you got to witness this weekend is the look that I enjoy seeing when I, have someone pick up the dowsing rods for the first time, and they are open-minded enough to do so, obviously. And, they have something happen where they can feel the pull on the rods, and I try to explain it, but until you have them in your hands and you feel that feeling yourself, it sounds silly, but if they're willing to do it and they go ahead and attempt, your spirit does decide to, I guess, communicate with you using them, and you feel that pull on the rods, then only you'll ever understand if you try to do it and you get that type of response. It's awesome. And I think we're kind of lucky enough that at the Farnsworth house, more often than not, they're willing to communicate using them. So, to see the look on people's faces when they experience that for the first time is always really, really cool. And that's, pretty awesome. I enjoy that part.
Well, it's to the point where I'm still hesitant and I still get blown away when they and they work, and they work every time, so it's not like I'm hit or miss. We've used them there. I've used them at a couple other locations. I've used them at my house, and even at my house, I don't know if then I've kind of been thinking lately, and I have not discussed this with you, so I kind of going to bring it up and hit you with it on the show format. And this is nothing. You're probably thinking, oh my God, what's he going to say? But I think that this is right along the lines of when we first investigated with the dowsing rods and Carmen Reed. Carmen Reed made a point to say that she has not an attachment, but a spirit guide of someone in new in a living form before they pass on. And she believes that that was the specific person who does all of her moving of the dowsing rods to some extent. Yeah, I think that's pretty much what she had told us. Now, I use the dowsing rods, and I have used dowsing rods now at, I believe, 3 or 4 locations, one including my personal house. And even at my personal house, I get complete, the answers are, you know, right online with anywhere else I use them. So, do you think that her idea and mindset could be accurate? Could there be one specific, like, spokesman or somebody out there who follows, you know, if you have someone who follows around, can you be tapping into that specific person who's stepping forward all the time? Because I don't understand why I would have it, you know, my house. And then, you know, it's the same thing and with the same questions, and they work the same way. You know, I don't think, I think it's an interesting concept that I was just like, okay, Carmen Reed. But now that I think about it, it might actually be somewhat accurate.
Right. You know, excellent question, perhaps.
Yeah, I'll have to ask her. I'm wondering if, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I think that that's a possibility. I mean, I'd like to probably put a little bit more thought into it before I, you know, I guess marry the idea. But I don't see why not. I mean, maybe. I don't know how, I personally don't know how I feel about spirit guides. And maybe that's the case for some people. But, you know, I don't know. One way or the other.
I'm not necessarily sold on spirit guides one way or the other either. But, you know,
well, then who do you
like
think
more
is answering those questions for her and stuff?
For her? I don't know. Maybe,
or like,
she,
you know what I mean? Like, is that, are you referencing something along the lines of like a spirit guide or what?
Oh, either a spirit guide or maybe a personal attachment that, you know, like you want, like somebody, like a loved one. So I guess maybe that would be an attachment, but just someone who is there with you, you know, as kind of like your spokesman for the other side. You know, I don't know. It's interesting that they would work and work the same way in different locations. Yeah, because we've got, I would like to try them, but maybe at locations that maybe you've never had them used. You know, it's, and I guess how do you know, but, you know, less frequent, because
so you try,
at a place that, well, and at a place that, like, does them on a nightly basis, you think that the spirits would then be somewhat acquainted with how they function.
But
you know, when you go somewhere that, you know, necessarily maybe hasn't used them before, you know, I don't, it's not as, I don't know, it's an interesting concept, and it's interesting how they, we've got them to use, to work over the past year or so. And we have some cool things that light up.
Exactly.
So I'm not sure, but it was very, it was pretty cool.
Yes, I agree.
To see them work. So we've implemented that, you know, and that is, it's a tool we haven't really used. You know, and I know you do use and occasionally have used a Ouija board on an investigation. Now, do you think that's a beneficial tool in all reality, in all honesty?
It depends on who's using it. I mean, I don't have a problem with them. You know, are they my first choice in trying to, you know, interact with someone? No. But am I one of those people who thinks that they are of the devil and that they're a horrible, horrible thing and that by having one, I'm just literally going to get nothing but a direct line to Satan and all hell is going to break loose, and wherever I'm trying to use it and whatever it is, it's going to follow me. And when I try to dispose of the board, it will just keep returning to me. No, I'm sorry, I don't. But I do understand that some people do feel that way, and that's why I actually have quite a collection of Ouija boards that I've obtained from people who felt that there was some sort of attachment to the board, or there was some negative, something negative to do with the board. And I have quite a few, and I like them.
Well, and you hear about when you play with them, you open up some kind of like portal or some sort of.
I don't believe
there's
that.
A lot of theories on. I don't believe it is. I think it's either there
right,
or not.
I believe
I don't
that
think
if you are
like,
looking to communicate, if you're looking to communicate with something dark and negative, whether you're using your, a Ouija board, or if you're using, whatever, a voice recorder, anything that you're trying to do, if you're trying to communicate or bring in something that's dark, negative, and nasty, then that's probably what you will attract, okay? Whether it's psychological and you're just thinking that that's, what's happening, and even, what I'm saying? Like, I don't really think that that's like a direct line to Satan and his cronies. You're still trying to communicate. And some people say, oh, well, there's the spirit, asking the spirit to, basically move the planchette. Okay, well, asking them to move anything is the same way, isn't it? Is it because our fingers are supposed to lightly rest against it that they feel that we're having a spirit inhabit our body? I mean, like, what? The spirit wouldn't be able to manipulate the board by, pushing on an area of the planchette that does not have your hand on it? You know what I'm saying? Like, has someone had this interaction with a spirit who says, oh, well, when you break out the Ouija board, I have to jump inside your body and possess you in order for you to get some sort of proper communication? Because if so, I'd love to hear the audio and everything.
Well, and I'm what I would think is the fact that they probably somehow manipulate your energy, just the way they manipulate energy to make the REM pods go off. I don't necessarily think they jump in
right.
Body.
So by asking them to do that, are you asking by, can you light that REM pod up? Are we literally like, hey, Satan? I don't think so.
And it would be about the same thing, because I think you're just using an energy source to be your hands. Though, I've seen firsthand, and I had the unfortunate time to watch someone completely manipulate it, who you could see was just shoving them along. But I think if you do it correctly, you trust the person you're doing it with, that it is, it could work. And I have never used a Ouija board on an investigation. And, I don't know the theory behind why.
Go ahead.
Well, I just don't know what you felt. The theory is like when they say it reminds me of like the movie Ghost, like when the guy jumps inside of Whoopi Goldberg's body. Patrick Swayze. I don't think that's actually what happens. But I think they somehow manipulate your energy to move it because you're physically touching it. That would be, is that your understanding of it as well, or do you believe they jump into your body like in the movie?
Well, I don't believe for a second that they jump into your body, because if they were to jump into your body, do you really think a planchette would be the only thing that they were planning on moving? Why couldn't they then use you as a voice board then to be able to use your body then to be able to speak or flick people off or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would they limit themselves to just simply being able to manipulate that? Like, why? I don't get it. I mean, do I know? No, I don't know. At the end of the day, last time I checked, I still have a pulse. So I can't answer that question. Am I going to sit here and say that I know everything there is to know in the paranormal? No, because that would be asinine to sit here and say. That's almost as asinine as saying that there's such a thing as an expert in this field, which is the biggest, most asinine thing that I think anyone could say, which is said all the time, but... I don't agree with that, in case people didn't know, which I don't know how you wouldn't know, but unless you're incredibly new.
We've actually had a guest on once that we asked if they believed in being an expert, and they said, yes, I do, and I am one. So I don't know if you remember that or not, but that was
Oh, I sure do. I remember exactly who that was and what that experience was like for me to try to sit and try to hold myself back from jumping through the studio and or literally laughing out loud so hard that I would have probably we would never interact with that person probably ever again if that were to have occurred.
And I don't think we have interacted with that person again too. So there you go.
No. Shit happens, but yeah.
Yeah, but I was just, you know, I was curious, you know, talking about using devices that we haven't traditionally used, but now we may be using, and you know, if we should try to implement some other stuff, or it'd be cool just to do it, you know, to see what would happen. But I don't believe that you would. It's funny because the reason why I brought it up is there's a lot of locations that are like, no Ouija boards. But if you think about it, dowsing rods, you have your hands out, and they're either moving the you know the rods themselves, or they're using you to move the rods themselves. So really, what is the difference?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't see a difference.
I don't either. But I'm sure there's someone who is on the anti Ouija board bandwagon that would be more than happy to educate us as to why we're wrong. And I'm sure, you know, afterwards they go pat themselves on the back because they consider themselves an expert of the unknown. So, whatever. You know, that's
well,
the beauty of the paranormal.
Yeah.
We all have our own opinions, and at the end of the day, they're just that, opinions. You know, there's things that work well for some that don't work well for others, and I totally understand and I respect the hell out of that. But as for people who are going to jump on a bandwagon to sit and say that somebody else is wrong just because they're doing something differently, that I cannot tolerate, nor will I tolerate. It's just not okay.
Well, and what I have never seen, though I have and not necessarily, my dowsing rod interaction has been limited. What I guess this is all coming full circle to this is, have you ever seen the use of dowsing rods in a holster or a holder where they're not handled by an individual and they still are functioning the way we get them to function?
I've never seen anybody try to do anything like that.
Not
to say that it's never been done, because I haven't looked into it.
No, I've never seen it.
I'm just simply I am not aware.
But it would be interesting, because then that would then take me back to my completely dumbed down idea of the fact that the dowsing rods, they're using some way our energy to make them move, which would be the same thing as the Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
To some extent.
Yeah. I don't know. Can't answer that
enough,
Chad. But if for some reason, you know, I end up that way, I will do my very best to communicate that answer to you.
Well, I was just, I know you're not dead. I was just more or less asking if you think that, you know, if you were had a similar thought process, if you think that's not a legit thought process.
No, I mean, it's a legit thought process. I mean, like I said, even if it, you know, were to end up one day, we find out that's not the correct. How were we to know? We don't know. We don't know.
No, and there's a lot of things that even transpired recently that, you know, I don't necessarily know if it's the case now where people even, do you feel that people can be affected in one way or the other emotionally from an investigation? Because some people believe that and some people do not. What's your opinion? Because we had somebody at our last investigation that really wanted to do bodily harm to another individual. And from our standpoint, the other individual was not any type of, they meant no harm and they weren't really causing any trouble. But do you feel like maybe, you think that somebody can be influenced by a spirit or something, the negativity, or on the other spectrum, something else, a different emotion at all, you know, at an investigation, just in general, not even an investigation.
Oh, totally.
You think that?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, because it was kind of a weird weekend with our investigation.
Well, no,
but
even outside of that, I mean, I've experienced that myself.
Right.
So yes, I wholeheartedly, even outside of that investigation, I can wholeheartedly say 100% that I know personally I have had things and, feelings that I feel that wouldn't normally be my own or natural to me.
Mm-hmm.
In, you know, places, even at home, you know, there's been times where, you know, just not me, okay, or something will set me off that normally doesn't, or whatever, you know, make me upset that normally wouldn't. I believe that could be part of the influence. So, yeah, but as for this person, I'm not her, so, you know,
right.
I can say that I personally have had that happen as to if that was what was going on. Only she can give you that answer, which she was, you know, kind of too angry to even put any thought into it, I believe. But, yeah.
Well, and I think what also kind of I found interesting was the fact that even my investigating was a little bit different this past weekend, where even you're like, yeah, you've never asked questions like that before or done anything like that. So it was just kind of a weird investigation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I think I'm excited for our next one. But I'm always
definitely
excited for a good investigation. I'm Drew.
Right. Like before they typically would start naturally, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are there any devices that we currently do not use that you may want to use?
The ones that aren't out yet, yeah.
No, and I'm just wondering if you just whispered or if that was like something else.
No, I did not just whisper. That would be pretty odd.
You whispered to someone else.
No.
Huh. Oh, that was weird. We'll have to play that back in the podcast and see if we had a response.
All right.
Weird.
Yeah.
So there's no, like, there's nothing that you haven't implemented into your investigations that you may want to, that's not currently like something.
Well, I'm sure there's stuff, but like as for giving you the name of one particular item at the moment, no, I can't really give you one at the moment. I mean, there's plenty of things that I would like to implement using, and there's some that I have actually mentioned I'd like to implicate, you know, within my investigation arsenal, you know, put them in there to use on the fly, but some of them I do not own, and they're incredibly expensive, and, well, I don't make a lot of money, so that's not going to happen right now. But, yeah, the answer is yes.
Well, and I think even, like, the use, we've been using some remote psychic every so often, too, and you know, I was never really up for that, but we've had some that have been completely accurate. So that's a tool that I think you can use as long as you don't use it incorrectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think that we should, I think you should bring something up now with this amazing podcast. You have any questions, anything you've been thinking about? Because I know, like, fresh in my mind, there's a last couple of things that kind of even just still blows me away with those dowsing rods that, you know, we get, you know, some really good things. And then the other thing that, you know, I'll just contribute one more thing is I'm kind of complaining with my, contemplating the fact, and the more and more I think about it, is I think I finally have seen my first full body apparition this weekend. And,
yeah,
you know, by the fact that research, asking questions, me thinking back to what I have, what I had saw, I don't know what else it could be. So, to give you, the listeners, a rundown, because they're probably wondering, you know, you can't say full body apparition without kind of like giving a little bit of information. We did a public investigation on Saturday night, and we were departing from one part of our location, which is outdoors, and we had to cross the street to go indoors. And as we were, I was leading the group, I turned around and watched what I assumed was a woman kind of like speed walking or running, wearing all white, and running into where we had just left. And I'm guessing I got a 4 to 5, maybe 6 second view of this woman running. And it was, I don't think it was a white dress. It looked more like pants and a shirt. And we cannot figure out who the woman was, where she was going, or where she came from, because where she would come from would not be possible. There's a building there which doesn't have a door, mm-hmm. and or somewhere that you could be inside. And
right.
furthermore, if you were coming from the brush, it's not a wide brush where you could actually hide in the brush. So the more I thought about it, there was no starting point for the person I saw. And then to make matters more interesting is I had left the door wide open to go back to this outdoor space and get it, you know, locked up later. And you had went back to go lock it up, and it was already locked up.
Yes.
And I believe you said you also heard voices coming, which is what?
I said, which is nuts, and I also heard voices
yeah.
coming from that area, but I had disregarded them due to the fact there were people in a adjoining, well, in the area, shall I say, not really that particular area, but within the distance, that it could have been their voices because they were outside earlier, but I did not see them at the time.
Well, I think what I would like to do, is I'm going to maybe just send a message over to some of our psychics. And I was actually hoping to get one of our psychics to call in tonight just to run this by them, just to see what the heck I saw. Like, and I'm hoping they're not listening, because I want to just say, hey, can you pick up anything from this past investigation?
Well, I can tell you this. If you're going to do that, then you're going to have to bring them on air.
I probably should. Should I bring them on air to do it? Not send a message.
Well, you're going to manually have to do that, if so, because I just decided to rejuvenate myself by stepping outdoors and taking my studio outside. So
gotcha.
I don't have my computer to do so, so you're on your own inside while I'm sucking up the outdoor air. But it is a beautiful night tonight. And I'm stuck inside all day. I can get some outside air. And right now, I am presently in one of, you know, let's face it, one of the most haunted, you know, places, towns, probably definitely on the East Coast, if not the whole United States, if not the world. I mean, good old Gettysburg.
Well, and that is
so. You never know. That might be that spirit that you heard. If you heard some sort of whisper, and I can tell you 100% that was not me. Maybe now that I'm outside, then maybe there's even more likelier chance that perhaps something could, you know, come through. Stranger things have happened. Let's face it.
Well, and you know, it's the one city that we'll see reenactors and wearing their full stuff, and I'll point to you and be like, "Hey, do you think that's a real person?" No, living person. And
right, and I know damn well they are, because I know them. Right, exactly.
or I've done that forever. That's just been my kind of thing. And it does,
exactly.
It's
before
a,
I even knew
less
them.
Funny.
Yeah.
It's become a little mm-hmm. less funny, but it's still somewhat funny. But mm-hmm. in all reality, I cannot understand what I had saw on Saturday. You know, I think
right.
it might have been.
And I've ran that
on
multiple people.
You know, we researched the heck out of it over the past couple of days. You know, it's like we just can't figure
Seriously.
Out who it was. Who it was, and on top of it, there's no logical starting point. Because you wouldn't
right.
just come from bushes.
Nowhere, essentially, yeah.
Yeah, there's nowhere, and the setup is like, it gets taller. So you would have to like, if they were coming from the angle that they were coming from and they had to hurdle the bushes,
right.
I'm not sure how tall that is, but it's pretty tall. So I don't even know if you can
mm-hmm.
see the other side of it if you're standing in the parking lot area. Like, I don't know if, like, where you had parked on, say, whatever, Friday night, if you were to make a run, I don't even know if you can see over the brush, the bushes. I'm not sure. So
right.
I don't know if someone trying to hurdle them
mm-hmm.
would be near impossible.
Yeah.
So,
and to gracefully
you know,
land
just,
would also be virtually impossible.
And keep the run.
Unless they didn't
like
have
run
to.
Run.
Maybe they just went right through it.
Which is where
mm-hmm.
I'm going with. Because, you know,
right.
we were talking about this, you know, Nikki and I were talking about this in the past, and maybe from the point of Sunday and Monday. And she thought I was kidding, but I was really not. And then yesterday,
100% thought you, because you said, you know, the person all in white. And I'm like, yeah, okay, a white dress, ha, ha, ha. Because, you know, let's face it, one of the paranormal, you know, most commonly said, especially on some of these TV shows, you know, where people give their personal accounts of something that, you know, happened. I was driving, and I saw this lady wearing a white dress, and she was right on the middle of the bridge. You know, and then you hear another person say, oh, yeah, it was a lady in white, you know, and I'm just like, gosh, what was the person wearing, white? Because if that is a requirement to be, you know, a ghost, I am not down for that. Even dead,
but
I don't want to wear white.
I believe it was pants and a shirt. I don't think it was a dress.
That's more my
so,
jam, but still it's white, so it's just not going to work for me.
No, I don't get it. And like, what I was, you know, mentioning is the fact that you researched, and on top of researching yesterday, I was, you know, in mid conversation with you, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. At the angle that they
mm-hmm.
came from, there's no logical starting point. You know, so
exactly.
then that kind of like amped up my, I dismiss everything. You know, pretty much to
mm-hmm.
some extent, just like, yeah, whatever. But when I really sat there and I thought about it, and the fact
mm-hmm.
that there's nowhere that they would have been able to come from, that's what
right.
kind of like turned me into the fact that, hey, maybe I did see something that really was, you know, not living. I don't get it.
Which might have been one of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences, because let's face it, how many people really are, you know, like, and we see it, you know, especially when we do these public investigations where people who are not necessarily on board with the paranormal, okay, come out, and what do they say? I want to see something, okay? And they want to see a full body apparition or, you know, and what is the likelihood in reality of a person getting to see a full body apparition? You know, it's not like, you know, it's handed out like tickets, like, yep, you get to see one today. You're the lucky golden ticket winner. Because there's some people who are in this field, who've been in this field, actually actively seeking, you know, answers and proof that have never had the opportunity to see one. You know, so,
well,
you know.
We had a couple people on the tour. And, you know, after you spend like 6 hours with them, you know, you're more comfortable with them at the end. And I gave out my information. You gave out your information. And I'm hoping they touch
mm-hmm.
base with this, because I'm thinking about, there was probably four people
mm-hmm.
who had, or maybe six people who had gone ahead,
mm-hmm.
and I was waiting for the remaining two couples. And if either of those two couples
mm-hmm.
reach out to me, I want to ask them if they also saw this person. Because I even made the comment, well, I'm not going to go lock up because obviously that person just went in there. You know, so I don't know. I wish I had my camera. I wish I had my camera running. I can't wait to go back there and run a ghost box session and ask. If it is, I don't necessarily know if it was from the time period that people always expect from the Farnsworth. It looked to me like, and the only way I could explain it is somebody in the restaurant business, like a lot of times the dishwashers, you'll see them wearing like white pair of pants and a white bun down.
And
or, you know,
you
like
know
the
funny?
Kitchen help.
I actually today was out at the camp, and I saw one of my dishwashers. Okay, and he was taking boxes out because that's the area that you were referencing is actually where we store our cardboard box for recycling area.
Okay,
and he was in there, and he did not meet the body build that you had referenced because I was actually actively talking about it with our maintenance person. And our maintenance person said, well, look at him. There he is right there. And he was wearing his traditional dishwasher outfit, which is all black. And he did not meet the body type of that you had described, which was funny because then my maintenance person had actually said, well, I don't think that the gentleman there meets the criteria for the body type that you had described, and then actively told him that he didn't think that he still met the criteria of a super skinny person wearing all white. And it was kind of awkward. And also, he has very short hair, which is dark. And so he totally did not meet any of the needed criteria. And he actually found it kind of funny because our maintenance person had made it, into a joking matter kind of with him. Like, hey, dude, there's no way you could ever have been this person. And that's the person who is responsible for the cardboard, disposing of the cardboard stuff. So of anybody that would have possibly been in there, that hour would have never been the hour that it would have been done, first of all. Second of all, he literally struck out on every single one of your criteria. So it was hilarious.
Unless he was just so fast that he appeared super skinny. Like a blur,
so.
Like the Flash.
No. Mm-mm. No. No. Excellent in his job.
Know.
You know, fantastic person, from what I know, which is not a whole lot of the person, but no. As I had told you before, there's not a whole lot of people that would have been or who are employed by the company that would meet the criteria of running real fast to do something.
Well, and what I think probably sparks the majority of people's, you know, interest, and I haven't told many people about this, but even yourself, I don't think I've ever been like, hey, I saw an apparition.
You're the guy who laughs when, you know, if I say, hey, I just saw something, you're like, okay, yeah, whatever, you know, and totally, you know.
Like, I'm pretty sure the majority of people who listen or, you know, are friends with us on Facebook or whatever, if you were to say if you were to take, like, even 50 people in line and put a list out there, who would you think would be, like, not going to say they saw an apparition? I think I would be in
the
top
least likely person to ever state that they saw an apparition, even if it came up and literally twerked in front of them.
Right.
Would be
I would probably qualify. And, you know, we've done thousands of nights of investigating together, and I've never once said that. So, you know, I think the fact that I am dumbfounded by it probably leads to the credibility that
that it's possible and highly probable that there was something that you saw that was not what one would consider to be a normal interaction or sighting.
For me, I usually can say,
like never.
The
let's be
that,
real, people. Never.
Never. No. I. the part that got me, and now, like, I was half dismissing it before, was at the starting point. And I keep bringing this up, but there's no logical place that this person came from. It's just not. It would be like somebody coming from, like, a brick wall would be the example. It's that unlikely that some person would just, it would be the same thing as a person just appearing on one side of a brick wall. I think that would be a proper statement of how unlikely it is that the person came from the angle they came from.
Yeah,
they would have to be, like,
I agree,
because
I'm very familiar with what you're talking about, obviously, because I do spend a large amount of time at the place. And, yeah, I'd have to agree with you that there's no, from what you had stated, if you were describing it, which I believe you too have, because you've done it so many times that you've explained to me, because I've asked you to repeat it. you know, it has not
changed.
And I
think I've been talking about it. Because I can't figure it out. You know, like, I like the
figure stuff
out.
And that's
out,
natural,
you know,
to be able to, you know, have something occur. And I think that's kind of that draw that brings us all, I think, to, you know, trying to seek out answers when it comes to the paranormal is, you know, you might have had an experience that you know, really have done everything you can to wrap your head around, you know, and you are unable to rectify or justify the situation as it had played out, you know, right in front of you. You know, that's the reason why a lot of people are actively seeking answers in this field. You know, they either had the experience themselves or they crave the opportunity to have that experience. But largely, a lot of people end up, you know, interested in the paranormal due to something that they personally have had happen that they cannot give a, you know, an answer to as to why, how this could occur, why did this happen, you know, and by ruling out, and that's the most important thing, is to, you know, be responsible enough to literally think of absolutely every possible scenario that could make it a logical and normal occurrence and rule that out, you know.
Well, and for me, it seems like this past, like, this specific investigation I had, what I thought was a full body apparition. I had great responses with the dowsing rods. I used an app, and I tried to provoke something that people say not to provoke. I mean, it wasn't like the super provoke, but it was more than what I normally would do.
Yeah, you know, it was far more than you have ever that I have ever, in all the investigating I've ever done with you, had you try to, I guess if you would, I wouldn't say provoke, but more so.
No, that's a bad word.
Instigate a response.
Yeah, that might be better.
I think it's a more accurate description, because you weren't necessarily provoking. You were more so instigating, stating things that would potentially, you know, gain a response, but you were not in any way, shape, or form, I feel, you know, speaking negatively of an entity in order to get it to perform. You were saying things that were, I feel, okay to say. Now, I have provoked. I have literally provoked the living crap out of things. Now, I always say, do as I say, not as I do. Okay, because I'm not going to sit here and stand behind and say that people should provoke, because I don't think that, first of all, I don't think it's necessarily respectful in someone else's home to go in and say things that are just going to piss something off. You know, I have been lucky enough, I guess, to have an opportunity to investigate places that no one considers to be the roof over their head. No one considers to be their daily place of employment, you know, where it's literally very uncommon for people to gain access to, and probably potentially going to be destroyed, the building. Now, that's not to say that the spirits then disappear into, you know, thin air because the place is gone. You know, it's not really what I'm saying, but what I'm saying is, you know, it's not for everyone, and I think there's a tactful way to instigate a response, and then there's, you know, provoking. And I've done both, you know.
Yeah, well, I think you're right.
And I think that was the most, but that was perhaps the most aggressive interrogation that I've had you witness you initiate.
But in the grand scheme of things, it's probably like a 1 or 2 out of 10. But it was just different.
Oh, you
know, like,
I
don't
know if I consider that. It was the difference for you, which is why I think it seems like, you know, so different. But in a daily investigation format for most people, that would have been literally considered, that would have been nothing compared to what I've put.
Maybe a 0.5.
Yeah.
A 0.5 out of 10.
Yeah. Like, you were not at all disrespectful. You were just, you know, like basically insisting that, you know, they give you a response, and you were doing it more so in a manner that I've just never seen you, like, literally say, like, give me an answer, you know, like, so, yeah, it was definitely different for you, for sure.
And the funny thing is, I don't even remember what I said, so that's the weird part about it, because I remember everything, and unfortunately for you, that's, like, one of my downfalls.
No, you don't always remember everything with 100% accuracy. You like to think you do, but, yeah, well,
yeah.
That's subject to
interpretation.
Yeah, to interpretation, perhaps.
Personal interpretation, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a fun investigation. It was just weird, Andy. One thing I will say is that we did not necessarily get the response that I was hoping to get, even with my 0.5 out of 10 interrogation. So we did have an interesting phenomenon of having the temperature rise 5 full degrees in a matter of 2 minutes, not even.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting, you know. But like I said, I don't feel that you were all disrespectful, because obviously I am in that space a whole lot more than you are. And if I felt that there was a chance of you being disrespectful and something was going to be pissed about it, I would have let you know that.
Yeah,
and I think you were, you know, you were tactful. And you know, you were tactful. You weren't, you know, shitty or anything. So.
No, I don't think
but
either
of
us.
It was refreshing to see you in a different manner, you know, attempting to see if you were able to get a response using a different methodology than I've seen you use in the past. And that was cool, because, you know, just as I said before, there's no right or wrong way. And trying something that you normally don't do is, I think, what people need to remember in this field is that, you know, think outside the box. You know, try something different.
People
tell you it's the wrong way, and you can laugh when you are able to obtain a response. And like I said, not everyone will get a response using the same method that works for you. You know what I mean? Like, it's true that different places and different things respond differently to different people and different things, you know. It's just fact.
Well, and I agree, and I guess my quick thought process on that, you know, scenario was the night before I had felt something hot, like on my neck or and on my calf, and I was like, this is really weird, and I don't know. To me, think being scratched or whatever is like the same lines of like the seeing a full body apparition. I may think I get. You know, but I don't necessarily even say it, because it's so hard to prove it. It's so hard to, there's so many variables. And on Friday, I felt like a warmness on my neck, like hot, not just a warmness, and on my calf muscle. And I felt it again on Sunday, but only when I sat in the chair closest to where they say this dark entity is. And when I thought about it quickly, I'm like, you know, my mindset in investigating is very, like, I don't know if maybe playful the right word is, or just, like, the kind of way even our radio show is, just, you know, the back and forth, you know, and that's the way I kind of approach all my investigating. But if it's something that's supposedly dark, I don't necessarily think they want to just, you know, have a good time. and converse, mm-hmm. you know, like you would converse with a friend. So I kind of did not necessarily, at that moment, especially when I felt like the heat of my, on my calf, and like the, it was a lot, you know, I didn't think it was, my questioning should not be like, hey, buddy, you know, it was more along like, why are you doing this? Are you doing this? Come out. And, you know, if you can do mm-hmm. that, come and touch the devices. You know, that's, so I think right. that was more along the lines of what I was thinking. It was, I was kind of tailoring my questioning and my approach based on to what I was trying to communicate with.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
and I think that's what a lot of people either do. I guess it's each their own, but I think that was just my approach of that specific scenario. And I think I would do it again the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I probably will. And I'll probably be, every time I go back to this location, I'm going to be looking for the running woman in white. I might just park my car there and sit for hours just waiting.
Exactly.
I will be
Why
the creepy
not?
Guy in the car. The creepy guy in the car in the parking lot.
Well, as long as you have the, you know, the proper placement of the, you know, in your corner of your windshield that states that you are allowed to be in that area, by all means, be in that area. But if you don't have one of those and you decide to go sit in that area, well, you know, you just never know. I might pop out of nowhere and tell you, you got to go. So don't try it if you don't have room. Okay? Thanks. Or you can come on a tour and try it with us.
Right.
Which is always what we suggest. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I might have a question or two next time we're in that area for the ghost box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure.
I highly doubt I'll get a response. Yes, it was me running it all night. But that would be cool.
That would be pretty cool. You know what I'd like to think that it is? I seem to have a gentleman by the name of Mike come through
uh-huh.
back there, and I like to think that perhaps maybe, just maybe, maybe it was Mike.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, you actually, there was somebody there who the mic was an actual person that you could research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe that person, Mike, we could figure out what they did for a living, if they were, you know, and what their build was like and stuff, and that would be kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would.
I don't know if you have access to that type of information, but
I can try that.
That would be cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I think our time is up. So what we'll have to do is maybe next week we'll have some more intel about the apparition, and maybe we'll get a psychic mm-hmm. to call in. There's a lot of stuff we could do with that, too. And I'm going to research a little bit
for
more.
For sure.
I can't necessarily think about it anymore because I've pretty much done that, but you know, we'll look into it and we'll go from there and we'll let the listeners know.
Sounds good. Well, I've got the lady yelling in my ear. It's time to wrap it up. So thank you everyone for joining us. No, not yet. Maybe later. But thank you everyone for joining us. Tune in again next week and make sure you check out liveparanormal.com. If you do not follow and like and love us on Facebook, get on over there and do that. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Bye.